You are listening to This Is My IBM podcast. Hear from the creative minds behind IBM. Discover how they turn ideas into action. What inspires them? What has surprised them? And what they mean when they say, "This is my IBM." So lovely to meet you, Jan. Can you tell me a bit more about your role at IBM?
Thank you. First of all, thank you for having me here, Hannah. So I'm responsible for bringing the IBM integration solutions to the market, let's say, in the most effective way. You know, with my team, we try to define the best go-to-market strategy and go-to-market plan. We definitely have in doing this to align the interests of all stakeholders, from technical product managers and marketing managers to sales leaders and senior management, in the best possible way. So that's in a nutshell what we do.
How long have you been with IBM? So what led you to be here?
So yeah, I joined IBM actually in January 2020. I applied for a graduate program in the digital sales division. So for me, it was a great experience to, you know, start fresh off a new, let's say, career. Because I always had in mind, you know, to be a product manager. So that was the best possible start that I could think of.
And why IBM?
IBM, because it's one of the very few companies out there that mixes a lot of technology initiatives, has a lot of expertise in all different industries, is, you know, offers theoretically limitless opportunities, you know, in every field, really. So it was the best opportunity for me to join such a good corporation and try to, let's say, improve my skills under multiple perspectives.
So tell me a bit about what you're working on right now and how it's making the world work better.
So currently I'm focused on bringing IBM's integration solution, let's say, to specific industries, helping to solve, you know, compelling challenges that affect their businesses. One example can be the open banking and open finance. Currently, banks, you know, are starting to realize the enormous value that these technologies can bring to the market, letting end customers do more with their financial data, and in turn, creating more tailored services that make everyone's life easier and better. So they are very interesting topics to be working on.
And are these the most exciting projects you're working on? Is there something else that springs to mind as the most exciting project you've worked on during your time at IBM so far?
Well, I think the most exciting project that I worked on was to improve the customer experience on the IBM cloud platform. This project allowed me, to hone, to understand how we get in touch with clients effectively, create user personas, analyze their needs and user experiences, and eventually even close real deals to increase the public cloud pipeline. The end results were amazing, actually, both from a personal growth perspective and a commercial success one.
And so obviously to have that success doesn't come easy. Is there a challenge that you've faced, maybe the biggest challenge you've faced?
Absolutely, yeah. I still remember actually my first identified opportunity as a business development representative. It was actually involving one of our historical customers that at that time wanted to migrate their workloads to their competitors, to our competitors in this case. So it was very complex and very complicated to, when you have a customer that is so willing and already almost committed to make that decision to kind of convince them of the opposite. But together with my team, I was able not only to convince them and to prove them how our solutions worked better and they were actually cheaper from a total cost, total life cycle cost perspective. You know, at the end, they were so excited that they decided to keep staying with us after so many years. And actually, they almost doubled their investments with us. So it was definitely a great challenge, but in the end, even a great success, I would say.
Yeah, well, what a great achievement as well for your first opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
So here at IBM, I know imagination and creativity are really important to us. Can you think of when you last used your creativity to inspire change?
Well, I actually believe, you know, that being creative is the only real way to truly make a difference at IBM. Most recently, I actually reshaped the What's New page for App Connect offering, and I implemented a new layout and innovative interactive content. So now all the future similar pages will be looking like that, and they will make things more usable and self-explanatory for our customers. So it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, the most innovative thing ever all the time. But at the same time, you always, every day, you have to try to bring some innovation to what you do. That's all that matters at IBM.
Mm-hmm. And it's those small changes that gradually make a big difference, don't they? Always challenging what we're doing to try and do it in a better way. And so since being at IBM, perhaps what's been the most surprising aspect of life at IBM that you've discovered?
Well, I'm constantly surprised by how our environment allows you to constantly learn new things. So you're always pushed to learn. There's a lot of activities with your learning and many, many other workshops that are always going on. So this is all paramount to enable employees to grow from a professional point of view. And I think this is really, really surprising for me.
And obviously continuing to learn is fantastic. And I guess another question is, what have you learned about yourself then since being at IBM?
Well, I actually learned that really nothing is impossible. So, you know, a changing career path, an innovative product brought to the market in record time, or even an assignment on the other side of the world. At IBM, you just need to make it happen, really. But you're not really limited in terms of chances for you.
Great. So I'm sure your day job keeps you really busy, but I'm just wondering, are there any other initiatives that you're passionate about and involved in?
Absolutely. So in IBM, in Ireland especially, there's a lot of initiatives to get involved with. But one that I'm particularly proud of is the PTEC program. So PTEC is an initiative that is actually involving other companies, not only IBM, but essentially the aim is to try to help students that come not necessarily from the best backgrounds possible and try to give them the necessary skills that are really required in the current marketplace, and they will potentially make a difference for them in the future. So this involves a lot of training, this involves proper classes, projects, and eventually the internships. So in this particular initiative, I've been, from one hand, mentoring these PTEC students, and I had really brilliant kids to mentor that were actually so enthusiastic about the program, and they actually learned a lot from it. And on the other side, I was also involved as a guest speaker, we can say, where I was talking about my previous experiences, how I got into IBM, and, you know, all my background. So basically telling them that if you really want to achieve something, you don't necessarily need to be coming from the best background possible or from a rich family. It's basically up to you to get whatever you want to get to. Yeah.
Wow. And you must be really inspiring, I think, for those people listening in the audience. And that makes me think, who inspires you?
So there's a lot of people that inspires me. Let's say that in general, those people that have crazy and insanely big ideas in their mind, they definitely do inspire me. Those ones will really work hard every day to make these dreams come true, especially, you know, when focused on solving the biggest issues that we have in this world, particularly in terms of sustainability and climate change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's you and your work. I guess, do you have any particular passions that you enjoy outside of work? Any hobbies?
Definitely. One of the best of my favorite, let's say, hobbies that I have were developed, you know, during the pandemic, because I really, really miss the real authentic Italian pizza. So I'm now, let's say, almost a professional pizza maker. I have all the tools at home, and I really love to make pizzas for my girlfriend and my friends in general. And I also love hiking. And Ireland, of course, is perfect for this. And I also, I am obsessed with cars, especially, let's say, the sporty red ones with a prancing horse logo in the front.
As part of this podcast series, we invite everybody we're speaking to ask a question of the next person. So I have the question to pose to you, which is, what would your younger self think of what you're doing now and where you are?
Again, that's another really interesting question. So my younger self was definitely thinking of me perhaps being, you know, in the Formula One team, perhaps in the Ferrari team or driving a Ferrari. Of course, I, you know, my younger self also had different dreams, you know, such as being an engineer or car designer or even a hacker. Now, it's not necessarily said that all these dreams came true, but even, you know, given the fact that I went through bullying and through hard times, I think, you know, that this period of times were definitely not great, but at the same time contributed to make me stronger. And I always wanted, you know, in general to be successful. Maybe those tough times contributed to make me even more determined to achieve more in life. So I think my younger self would definitely be proud of me by now, yeah.
Okay, so the great thing is after answering that question is that you get to ask a question of the next person. So do you have a question you'd like us to ask someone?
My question would be, if IBM was to send you to a very remote place in the world to work for the rest of your life, which place would that be?
Thank you for listening to this episode of This Is My IBM. Join us again to find out who the next IBMer is in our series and how they turn ideas into action and what they mean when they say, "This is my IBM."